In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, O Rotator of hearts and eyes, O Regulator of the day and night, O Transformer of the state and conditions, turn our state into the best of states. I thank God Almighty that gave me the opportunity this year, like previous years, to congratulate the dear Iranian nation on the arrival of the new Iranian year, which coincides with the anniversary of the auspicious birth of Imam Ali, the commander of the faithful. Happy New Year, dear fellow countrymen. I hope all of you will spend the new year with prosperity, physical health, a heart full of joy, and ever-increasing material and spiritual achievements. My special, I also wish to congratulate the respected families of martyrs and dear disabled war veterans, as well as their families. And my utmost prayers go to the pure soul of the late Imam Khomeini and the pure souls of martyrs. We had an eventful year. In the past year, the Iranian nation shone in the true sense of the word. The enemies hatched many plots and they had orchestrated schemes for the Iranian nation. The nation's fortitude and insight, as well as the perseverance of the youths, foiled the enemy's conspiracies. The Iranian nation also showed a strong and robust reaction to the severe and allegedly unprecedented sanctions imposed by the United States and Europe, both in the political and economic domains. The manifestation of this reaction on the political front was the mass turnout of people in the February 11th rallies, as well as the stances adopted by the people during the months of the past year. The manifestation of people's reaction on the economic front was an increase in scientific and technical initiatives, in the number of science-based companies, and in the number of domestic infrastructural and fundamental productions, including the inauguration of several phases of natural gas projects in the south of the country a few days ago, and earlier the inauguration of the major Bandar Abbas refinery and similar other projects that had been implemented. Therefore, the nation was able to show off its power, formidability, and grandeur in the face of the enemy's animosity and wickedness. And that increased the grace of our nation, of the Islamic Revolution, and of the establishment of the Islamic Republic. Economic problems remain the fundamental problem facing the country. People's livelihood problems increase over the past few months in particular. Part of those problems are due to inefficient management with regards to economic issues, which should be definitely redressed. Plans have been set in motion and measures have been adopted, and God willing, these measures should come into force in the new Iranian year 1398, which just started, and people should feel the effects of those measures.
The
What I'm saying is that the most urgent and serious issue facing the country and the priority of the country is the economic issue at the moment. We are facing numerous issues on the economic front. The devaluation of the national currency is an important issue, and so is people's purchasing power. Among other problems are the difficulties that factories are facing, dwindling production, and probably the closure of some factories. Based on what I studied, including experts' opinions, developing domestic national production holds the key to these problems. I call the last year as the year of support for Iranian goods. I cannot say that this motto was completely realized. However, I can say that this motto received extensive attention, and in many cases, the motto was welcomed by the people, and they acted on that, and this will definitely be effective. This year, the issue of production is what matters. I want to make the issue of production the pivot of our activities. God willing, I will explain what I mean by production in my speech on the first day of the new year. I will explain what is meant by production. If production gains momentum, it will both solve people's livelihood problems and make the country independent of foreigners and enemies. Moreover, it can solve the unemployment problem and to a great extent solve the problem of the devaluation of the national currency. So, in my opinion, the issue of production is a pivotal issue this year. Therefore, I declare this year's motto as a pickup in production, a pickup in production. Everybody should make efforts to boost production in the country. God willing, this concept should be considerably tangible throughout the year. If that happens, I hope that, God willing, economic problems will be solved. My heartfelt greetings go to Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi, and may his prayers be with you, dear people. And I ask God Almighty to bestow bliss upon the Iranian nation and all nations that celebrate Nowruz. May God Almighty bless you all.